Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Breaking Beyond the Walls. Your host will be Evangelist Yvonne Hovey, and we're just going to start it off with the word of prayer as she is getting some things together. To start the Blog Talk Radio, we do appreciate your calling in and being a part of this ministry. Breaking Beyond the Walls is a ministry that is here to assist you in letting go of your past and just getting you to a point of overcoming some emotional torments and turmoil that may be happening in your life that's preventing you from getting to the next level and then your purpose in God. And so Breaking Beyond the Walls will be with Evangelist Hovey will be something that will assist you and give you some insight and revelation as to how you can get and move to that next level. Again, we do so appreciate your joining us, and we're going to open with the word of prayer. Hallelujah, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now before your sight and before your presence, O Lord God. We come, O God, to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We thank you, O Lord God, for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the ending, the first, and the last, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that it is through you that we live, move, and have our very being, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, that you are a God who knows all, who sees all, who controls all, O Lord God. And we thank you, God, that everything that we do is in your hand, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, for what you are doing, O Lord God. We look to you, Father, the author and the finisher of our faith, O God, and we decree and declare that he who has begun a good work in us will finish it to the day of redemption, O Lord God. So we just thank you, O Lord God. We thank you, O God, for giving us the tenacity, O Lord God, to stand, O Lord God, in spite of those things that are around us, O God. We thank you for giving us the tenaciousness to stand, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, O Lord God, that you're teaching us how to speak to the winds and the waves, O God, even as Jesus did in the way and the wind must obey our word, O Lord God. We thank you, God, that we're learning. We're learning, O Lord God, not to speak idly, O Lord God, because our words carry power, O Lord God. Our words can effect change, O Lord God. And we thank you for that now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the coming of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be power, dominion, now and forever. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Evangelist Hovey is still in prep mode. And I just wanted to make mention of something before you, because we had had a conversation actually on Facebook. Somebody had sent me a messenger post on Facebook, and they were talking about how this thing is coming into play where it's already legal, I want to say, in some part of Virginia, where they are getting ready to start teaching our children about incest, same-sex marriage, and things of that nature. They are actually making it so that it's mandatory in the school. What I found odd in this particular newscast was that they asked, was it mandatory through the president? And the lady of the school board said the president isn't mandating it, but he's letting the schools know that if you don't do it, then we're going to withdraw funds. So that would equate a bribe, wouldn't you say? That would equate a bribe. And so we are just prayerful that something can change. So they sent this, and I saw all of the post on it that was saying, Lord, heal the land, help Lord. And somebody else sent a prayer and was asking God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding for their children. And so as I began to look at that, I had sent a response, and my response was, thinking not strange that Satan has an agenda. This is going to take prayer strategy. The prayer focus times probably should be 9 to 11 and the 12 to 3 a.m. prayer watch. I said, who will watch with me during that hour? We could do it in 15-minute intervals for those two particular prayer watches. Where are the intercessors and where are the watchmen? And I want you to know that I have yet to get a response. And so we are praying for or saying that things need to effectuate change, but we're not willing to do what it takes in order to receive that change. And so I just adjure you who are listening to think about that. When we say things need to be changed, what is it that we're willing to do? What is it that we're willing to sacrifice in order that change may be effectuated? Amen. Evangelist Hosey is present, and so I'm going to relinquish the seat over to her at this time.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Good evening, everyone. Thank Pastor Pierce for standing in for me for a few minutes. On today, we're going to be talking about wars and conflict. Wars and conflict. What have we allowed to become war and conflict in our mind? And that's what we're going to be discussing on today. And we're going to come up with a solution to breaking free from the wars and conflict that we've allowed the enemy to create in our minds, and not only in our minds, but with this generation, wars and conflict. And on today, I want to talk about, first of all, what is war? And in my studying, I found out that war is the state of open, armed, and prolonged conflict between nations, organizations, and people. The enemy loves to keep things stirring and in motion in order to derail or distract or destroy God's people. Satan employs demonic spirits to create discord and disharmony in your relationships, especially with those who have a divine assignment. But on today, you have to know who the enemy is, and that is Satan, and sometimes we can become our own worst enemy. You need to know that since the rebellion of Satan and the one-third of the angels, this world has been in combat against demonic forces. And to this day, the enemy continues to fulfill his mission. And what is his mission? His mission is to steal, kill, and destroy all that belongs to God and is godly. In an attempt to camouflage your real foe, he will attempt to blind you spiritually and emotionally by causing you to focus on the person or the situation he uses rather than on the spirit that is behind the conflict. Wars and conflict. That's what we're talking about today. This is why Ephesians 6 and 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then, if you have your Bible, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it goes on to say that the weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world, and they have the power to demolish strongholds. And another translation that I read on today, it said, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of the human reasoning. To knock down the strongholds, the reasoning, and to destroy false arguments. Let me say that again. Another translation says, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. And this is what has happened with this generation. If we look at it, this is what has happened in this generation. They have built up these strongholds of human reasoning and false arguments and blame shifting with excuses that would falsely justify them to kill, to harm themselves, or to harm others. And we, as the body of Christ, we may not pull a trigger, but we harbor unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and wrath and evil thinking and so much more. We also kill and murder and harm others and ourselves in just in another form. But here it is in 2 Corinthians 10:4, what Paul was saying, he was just simply saying that we don't need to use human plans and methods to win our battles. We must remember, no matter who or what the enemy uses, he is still the culprit behind every conflict and battle. And what we need to stand confident is that our God is still yet the chief commander, Jehovah Gabor. And what the devil means for bad, God will forever turn it around for our good. And let's look at 2 Corinthians 7:5, if you don't mind, if you have your Bibles. And 2 Corinthians 7:5 says, "For when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within." And here it was, Paul was just simply saying, even though I may have had problems and hardships to face, he still found comfort and joy in the progress of the ministry. You know, when hardship and things like that come, we begin to sit up and we try and figure things out, and then our mind begins to wander, and then our mind begins to go afar without God, without his permission, without the promise, without the purpose. And the things that the enemy sets up in our minds, it's not of God, and it sets up wars and conflict. It sets up wars and conflict. And if you don't mind, let's turn over a few pages to 2 Corinthians 4:8. In 2 Corinthians 4:8, it says to 4 and 7b. Let's start there. And it says, "To show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." And here it is. All this is saying is, though we are weak, God uses us to spread his good news, and he gives us power to do his work. He gives us power to do his work. And we have to know that this power is his and not ours. It should keep us from pride and motivate us to keep daily contact with God, our power source. Our responsibility is to let people see the God through us. And we need to know that it may seem easy to lose heart and to quit. But rather than giving up when persecution wore Paul down, Paul concentrated on experiencing the inner strength from the Holy Spirit. We can't let fatigue or pain or criticism force us off the job. We can't do that. We can't let it push us away from the promise or the purpose. And we can't allow the enemy to continue to stir up these conflicts and wars in our minds. We can't allow him to continue to create these things. And we have to know, don't forsake your eternal reward because of the intensity of today's pain. Your very weaknesses allow the resurrection power of Christ to strengthen you moment by moment. And we can't continue to allow the enemy to build up conflict and wars in our mind. So what I say to you on today, don't allow the enemy to create false arguments or wars, conflicts that will cause you to derail or miss the promise of God. This should bring forth some type of repentance. As a result, there should be a change, not just in your thinking, because the Bible says, let this mind be in you, that's also in Christ Jesus, and in your behavior. It should bring forth a change also in your behavior. Last but not least, the Bible also states in Philippians 4:8, therefore, my brethren, think on those things that are true, those things that are honorable, those things that are righteous, those things that are pure, those things that are precious, those things that are praiseworthy, deeds of glory and of praise. Meditate on these things. We have to meditate on these things and casting down the imagination of the lies of the enemy and stop allowing him to use these lies once again to build up the war and conflict in your mind. We have the power of governing our thoughts, and we are responsible for our thoughts and our actions. The Bible says when you know to do what's right and don't, you will be whooped with the many a stripes. And please know that if your thoughts are ordered well, the outward life will follow. And on next week, what we'll be discussing is what are the weapons that God has given us to fight with? Stop allowing the enemy to create and build up these wars and conflict in your mind. And begin to cast down the imagination of the lies of the enemy. And think on those good things. Those things that are pure and righteous and holy. And those things that are precious and praiseworthy. Meditate on those things. And God will get the glory out of them all. So on today, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in with me on today, talking about the conflicts and the wars in our mind. So, we're just going to pray, and on next week we're going to talk about the different weapons that God has given us to work with, the weapons that God has given us to fight this war with, to cast down the imaginations that the lies that the enemy that has began to feed, we've allowed him to feed us with. So, Father, oh God, we thank you on today for the word that you've placed in my heart, Father, oh God, to release to your people. And, Father, oh God, I thank you even now for freedom, Father, oh God, for those that's ready to break free from the wars and the conflicts and the lies of the enemies. We thank you even now, Father, oh God, for restoration, Father, oh God. We thank you, Father, oh God, for freedom, for your word says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you on today for freedom, God. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're getting ready to do. And Father, oh God, we thank you for the turnaround that's taking place even now in the name of Jesus, that's taking place in the high places, that's taking place from the White House to, Father, oh God, to your nations, to the states, to the cities, that your blood, Father, oh God, is raining down on your people. And Father, oh God, your people has changed. Have a change of mind, Father God. Have a change of thought, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the turnaround, Father God, that the killing has to stop because your people are on the wall interceding. Your people are on the wall praying. Your people are on the wall repenting. Your people are on the wall casting down all imaginations, the lies of the enemy. As we stand in the gap for your people, your children, Father God, we thank you even now for the turnaround. In Jesus' name we pray. So now we're going to turn you over to Pastor Katie Pierce, who's going to play some music for a few minutes. And we pray that there's a blessing even in what you hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm not hearing the music, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. So we are just going to begin our Blog Talk Radio. We're set to go on at 7:30, and that's why I was trying to play music for a few minutes. We've been trying to maneuver and see what's the best flow for Evangelist Hosey and myself, because we are the Tuesdays duo, and and we've been trying to figure out how to make it flow smoothly on behalf of both of us. Well, again, thank you all so much for joining us. And we are coming to you, Truth Deliverance Ministry, with nothing but the truth. And as I was stating before Evangelist Hosey got here, I would love to find out those of you who are on the line who would be willing to have a prayer strategy on behalf of the things that are going on. We have some things that are going on, not only with our legislator and not only in the schools, but we have some things going on, especially in the Chicago area. For the last couple of weekends, we've had like over 50 shootings. And yes, this weekend, one of the shootings was incumbent of a 11-month-old boy. It included an 11-month-old boy, a baby boy. And these things right now should be pressing us to a place of wanting to do warfare. It should be pressing us to a place of wanting to intercede. It should be getting to a place where it's taking us out of our comfort zone, if you will. And so I really, really wanted to just find out how many people could I get that would join me. That would join me in the prayer watches and begin to pray and intercede for the city of Chicago. And so if that's going to be you, I would so love it if you would email me or Facebook me or say that you're ready to join in with the intercessory prayer. Now, here's the thing that made people reluctant, because I really believe that the two watches that we need to be focusing on is the 9 to 12 midnight watch and the 12 to 3 a.m. watch. And so that's why people who were saying it's a shame and all of that, they backed out quickly on me. So those of you who would be willing to join in with us for this particular prayer watch, I am going to solicit it on Truth Deliverance page and on the page for Hope Alliance as well, to try to get some people. If I can get some people to watch with me from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, and then we're going to pick up also with the prayer watch that's going to be from 12 noon to 3 a.m. Here's the reason why. The late night watch or the second watch of the night, it has to do with asking for divine and human favor. When we start talking about what they're trying to implement in the schools and teach our children, and we know that the things that they're trying to implement is perversion. That is perversion that they're trying to teach our children now about incest and sexual orientation and different yeah, it's perverted. And so we need divine favor with those who are in our legislature, who are those who we're voting for. We need it for those who are over the school districts and things of that nature. We need God to begin to turn the heart. We need for him to begin to turn the heart. We need to begin to bind the enemy. And so, again, during that second watch of the night, 9 p.m. to 12 noon, and what I did was I kind of figured out we do it in 15-minute intervals. If we do it in 15-minute intervals, if I could just get 15 people that will watch with me, even if it's but for an hour, we could cover that watch. Yay, hi, yata. I heard God saying something different, because I was just going to do an hour and get like 4 people to pray with me for 1 hour. But God says we need somebody to pray from that 9 p.m. all the way through 3 a.m. And I know we have some people who don't work, you know, who can be selective as to praying in that that last prayer watch of the night. I know we have some people who could be utilized during that time frame. So I'm really going to solicit people to begin to join in with me so that we can begin to pray on those particular prayer watches. And what I'm hearing, what I believe God is saying is that we could do that for 3 days straight. If we could do that for 3 days straight, I believe that God is going to break some things. And so we've got a special time of divine favor. That's starting the second watch, the late watch or the second watch of the night. The things that are inclusive in that particular watch is special time for divine favor. And it gives you scripture in Psalms and Esther. It says this is a time to receive your provision or supply, strength, abilities, freedom from all limitation. This is also a time for plundering your oppressors. This is also a time for favor from men, time for respect from men. Then it goes on and talks about that if you read in Exodus, the third chapter, verses 21 through 22, it says you will see that God made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the Israelites so that the Egyptians gave them whatever they asked for. And we need God to begin to do some things. This thing here we're dealing with now in this age and in this time, I don't think it's strange. This is not strange. These things would come to pass. They've already been foretold. They've already been prophesied. So we need not act like this is something that we are just surprised at. And if we are, then we haven't read Matthew and 1 Timothy, where he talks about in the last days that men would be lovers of themselves. And so we've got to begin to broaden and say, oh, okay, we see the attack of the enemy, but there's a counterattack that the church needs to be going through. And I believe that counterattack is going to be through prayer and supplication, fasting. This kind comes out but by fasting and prayer. And so as we begin to look at that, we definitely want to begin to do that. So, of course, in Exodus 3, 21 through 22, it picks up again in Exodus 11, 3 and 4, and Exodus 12, 35 through 36. Those of you who are writing it down so that you can kind of go back and begin to meditate on these scriptures. It talks about how we see God changing, making the Egyptians so that they were favorably open to what God was doing, and they let the people go. And so this must definitely have been before midnight, since by then the angel of death passed through Egypt, and no one could go on to the neighbors. It also had to be after supper, since this was after the Passover feast. Automatically, it had to be. During this watch of the night between 9 p.m. and 12 midnight. In Acts 23 and 23, we see Paul enjoying favor from the captain of the soldiers during this same time period. So it's just talking about the oppressors and those who are trying to oppress and us obtaining favor from them. This homosexual act, the House has passed or Congress passed that homosexual marriages are now open in all 50 states, and how we keep trying to press against it. But these things, don't get me wrong, politically, I believe that you should vote. I believe that you should talk to your representatives, those of us who have those who are standing in the gap for us in the state legislature. We need to be talking to somebody, our state representatives and things of that nature, to let them know that we're not in agreement with all of these things. You know, I can remember, you know, when you're on a board or when you're on any kind of a board of anything where it's a Democratic vote, you get to say yay or nay. You know what I'm saying? You may be outvoted, but at least let it be known, I don't agree. You know what I'm saying? So we need to let those know that the church is still standing for righteousness. Don't bow to the enemy, but make a stand for righteousness. Amen. Okay, and so the second thing for that watch, I need to get through this. is pray for the outpouring of the spirit of prayer upon you and upon the church. The church, you know, I was saying how I put it out there. Let's pray. Nobody responded. Nobody said it. In fact, it shows you if people left the group. People left the group. And these were the same ones who were saying, Lord, have mercy. You know, heal the land. But nobody wants to do what it takes. Nobody's willing to make that sacrifice to go into prayer on behalf of our nation. So we want to pray for an outpouring of the spirit of prayer upon the church. Scriptures that you can meditate on comes from Zechariah 9 and 12. It said, Prayer also for the spirit of grace. Pray also for the spirit of grace and supplication. It is the time to pray for the release and outpouring of the spirit of grace, of prayer, and supplication. You can look at Matthew 26 and 33. Recall that on the day Jesus was betrayed. Hallelujah, Jesus. He started praying for God's grace at 9 p.m. At 10 p.m., he came back to his disciples and said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? At 11 p.m., he came a second time and said, are you still sleeping? He left them and went back. Then the third time was the 12 midnight. He said, rise and let us go, for our betrayer is at hand. This period is the time to pray for strength against all temptations and against all trials. And I was sitting here, and the Holy Spirit began to remind me of the prophet Elijah and how when he was tired of them making idols to Baal, and he had grown weary of people who were not loving God, who were not trusting God, he began to say, it's not going to rain. It's not going to rain. And when I look at that scripture, it didn't say that he fasted, he prayed, he sought the Lord. He just, because he had such a relationship with God, he said, I am really, really not liking what I am seeing, and I speak now that it will not rain. And it didn't rain. And so we have to begin to make a stand. Because we love God, people of God. We got to make a stand for righteousness because we love God. So we're praying for divine protection. And this is also a period to pray and ask for the release of the troops of God to be on patrol and to give angelic escort. Hallelujah. And that, of course, coming from Zechariah 1 and 10, Acts 9 and 23. Acts 23 and 23 says the same army general that had arrested Paul now ended up protecting Paul. Those who are against us would now be for us. And so we need to be on the wall during this particular night. It says, as you pray, God would cause the people who have arrested us before to protect us, to protect his purpose for our lives. What the governor could not enjoy was given to Paul as he was given 470 soldiers as escorts. So every provision we need to do God's work will be released at this time. That is why even in Hollywood, this is the time that they show all the bad films to make provision for your being affected in the next watch. And so we just must begin to look at some things. As we begin to talk about the seven mountains, this is going to be a time frame for us to be praying and covering the seven mountains. But I believe that it is expedient for us to really, really combat it in this particular prayer watch, this second watch and this third watch. And lastly, for the late watch of the night, it talks about prayer for provision to do God's work in Exodus 11, 3 through 4. Time for the supply of all resources needed for every God-given project. You know, there are going to have to be some resources given, especially when we start talking about those who are going to make a stand for righteousness. People going to need bail money. Come on, somebody. We're going to need to be putting some money on somebody's book. Come on, somebody. Because we're standing for righteousness. We're standing for righteousness. And I just believe that this is the time and the era that we are proceeding to go into. So it says that it's a time for supply for all resources needed for every God-given project. pray for provision. It was the time that the Israelites got everything that they had to use to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. This is also a time to ask for the sense of urgency to accomplish whatever God wants us to do. The Israelites ate the Passover standing with their tunics tucked, their belt around their waist, ready to move. So they were building, but they were also ready for war. And so as we just begin to look at that particular watch, the next watch, of course, is the third watch of the night. And the third watch of the night is the midnight watch. It's the midnight watch. And this is the time to wage spiritual war. This is the time to wage spiritual war. So it says that for spiritual warfare, this is the time for spiritual warfare. And the word is as it is. The kingdom is suffering violence, and the violent must take by force. It's time to go to war. And it's not time to go to war and that we're getting guns. It's not time to go to war and that we're riding a raging war, fighting with our fists and things of that nature. It's time to go to war by falling on our knees. It's time to go to war by flipping over our plates. It's time to go to war, people of God. And so this is the third watch of the night and one of the most important times to keep watch. This is a special time for divine government overruling human decrees. This is the time to overrule human decrees. And I think that the previous watch, the second watch, sets the atmosphere, or if you will, it sets the womb to receive this third watch. Oh, come on, somebody, see it in the spirit with me. Amen. And so as we, hallelujah, as we prepare for this, this is a special time for divine government overruling human decrees. This is when the deep sleep falls upon men, according to Acts 20:7-12. Remember, according to Matthew 13:25, while the men slept, the enemy went to sow tares. This is therefore a period of heightened satanic activities. And what we're seeing in the body, in the world today, what we're seeing in our society today is a high satanic occurrence. Not only just like in the middle of the night, but subliminally that the enemy is messing with the minds of the people by the TV shows that we watch, by the movie, the music that our young people are listening to. All of these things have an effect on the mind. And it's time to go to warfare, to begin to pull down the strongholds, to begin to take captive the thoughts and pull those strongholds down in the name of Jesus Christ. This thing has gotten serious. This thing has gotten serious. It's been serious. But it's time for us, the church, the body of Christ, to take it seriously. Are you with me? Amen. And so as we begin to look at this, as we begin to understand the plan of the enemy, we need to strategically sit down and begin to wage war. But we need to strategize and do it in an effect, in a manner of which we understand that we are in control. Satan knows his agenda. Satan knows his agenda, and he's doing what he needs to do to carry it out. But it's time for the people of God to get a strategy. Let's stop worrying about whether or not you got the right leg skirt on. Don't get me wrong. You can't come in there looking any kind of way. But we're focusing on the minors. We're focusing on the minors. We're focusing on, did you get baptized in Jesus' name, or did you get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? And then Jesus himself said that if you don't know my Father, you don't know me. So if you call on the name of Jesus, the highest name that's to be named, take him in the water. If you say the Father, oh my God, the glory. Let's stop splitting hairs about the minors. Because while we were splitting hairs, trying to decide if we was Baptist, Church of God in Christ. Oh, my God, to glory. Yeah, let's stop majoring in the minors. And let's get serious about what's at hand. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, okay. So going back to my paper, where I'm at. This watch is the weak link for Islam. Only a few suffers praying at this time. The story is different during the month of Ramadan when every Muslim is encouraged to pray. It is also a time for slaying when the destroying angels go through the camp, neighborhood, community, city, or nation in Exodus 12:29, 2 Kings 19:35. The time to declare Psalms 91:5-6. Psalms 91:5-6. Get that for me, Evangelist Holdy. For divine protection for yourself, for your family, for your church, for your city, and for your nation. All of the killing that's going on in Chicago, 2 weekends in a row. And I believe that the enemy has desensitized us to some things spiritually so that we're numb to some things and we're not going in prayer the way we used to. You know, I can remember the churches of old praying and fasting and coming together and shutting and praying and things of that nature. And we've gotten so new age church, if you will, that we feel like it don't take off. It don't take all that. It just don't take all that. So I wanted to read definitely Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Ooh, verse 5. Wait a minute, hold on. Got to pull on my reading glasses for Holy Spirit. Psalms 91, verse 5 and 6. He says, "You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys them at midday. 1,000 might fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked." So we've got to begin to dwell in a secret place. It says, "Whoever dwells in the shadow in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." So we've got to begin to understand our God-given protection that God has given unto us. Oh, my God, my God, my God. So it's a time to release from every prison. It's a time of release from every prison. This is also the time people are generally released according to the scripture. God released the people of Israel to leave Egypt at this time. It is also midnight. It is also midnight that Samson, according to Judges, carried the gates of the city and went out. This is also a time that the wicked are wiped out. Pray also for greater level of concentration. This is also a time for angelic intervention. This is a time that you could employ the land to fight for you. This is a time to rule in the midst of your enemies. And so as we begin to look at the things that are going on in our world and in our society and the things that are happening, I just believe that there is an unctioning and a move in the body of Christ for us to become more focused. One of the things that God showed me in a vision was that when he said that we have to stop praying amiss, we have to stop praying amiss. And what he showed me was a bullseye. And he said that the church is praying, but they're not shooting for the center. He told me, he said, "Katie, you're praying. You're praying, but your strategy is not focused on the bullseye. You just wherever it hit, you okay with that." And he's saying that I need for you to strategically pray. I need for you to get that target in mind and go for the target. And we've got to begin to target something. Stop praying amiss. Stop saying anything God do, it's all right. Oh, anyway you bless me, Lord, I'll be set. Let's focus and target out. And I think that what happens is that when we say that, we try to set it up so that if it don't happen the way we really want it to happen, we can say, "Well, I'm satisfied with that." Let's target some things. Let's strategically go after the enemy in prayer and in fasting. Let's get some strategies together. And I believe that the strategy that God is releasing now is a strategy for the church to be praying specifically during these two watches, the second and the third watch of the night. And so it's a time of release for prison. Hallelujah. A freedom for his bride. This is a time to pray for the freedom of the bride, especially those who are trusting God for their marriage partners. And we know that marriage is the way God has ordained it. The enemy has tried to come and attack that. And we need to be praying for marriages, that God will turn the heart of men back to it being God's way. He said, I made him male and I made him female. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Wife being a female gender. And so we just need to begin to get back into prayer and begin to start praying for marriages to turn to be what God has called them to be. Therefore, those of you who are not married, this is a good time to pray for marriages. That if you would just focus your prayer on those who are married, then at the appointed time when God is ready, he'll give you a partner as well. So at midnight, the bridegroom came. In the case of Ruth, though she had been sleeping at Boaz's feet, it was at midnight that he noticed that a woman was sleeping there. He realized who she was. He realized that she was the one that God had sent to them. This is a time to pray that God will show you things to make marriages happy. Praying for marriages where they're having problems in their marriages. This is the time that we need to be praying in this particular watch. And so what God has led me to say to us on tonight is that God would have us to begin to target our prayers, to begin to effectuate it and pray specifically for at the second and the third watch. I believe that's what I am hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying, that we will begin to silence the enemy, and that we will begin to ask for divine and human favor, that we will begin to wage war on the enemy's territory. We have to begin to understand who we are in the body of Christ. We have to begin to understand that he says, behold, I've given you power. I've given you power to tread on serpents, and nothing shall by any means, nothing can hurt you. We have to begin to understand that. We have to begin to understand that there's nothing that can come against us, that God has not given us the power to usurp authority over, and that even if we get wounded along the way, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because he said all things gonna work together for our good. Why? Because we love the Lord. We love the Lord, and we have been called according to his purpose. And so I just hear an urgency in the spirit realm. I hear an urgent call. I hear an alarm being sound, oh my God, in the spirit realm, that it's time for the people of God to stand up. Yes, these are the last days. Yes, they are. I know we've been saying it's the last days for a long time, but I promise you it's getting closer to the end now than it was when you first started hearing it. Come on, somebody. So now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Whew. Now is the time to press into the place of the Most High God. Now is the time, people of God, for us to unite together and cast down all of the denominational issues. Now is the time. For us to get in the presence of the Lord through prayer, through supplication, and make our requests known unto God, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding can keep our hearts and keep our minds in Christ Jesus. Now is the time, people of God. Now is the time. And so as you are just preparing, we will definitely let it be known what this is going to look like for us. We're going to let that be known. And I just would urge those of you, especially those of you who know about Laborers for Christ and the fact that we're now in a consecration mode as we prepare for the upcoming retreat in November. We're in a consecration mode and just getting ourselves in a place where we can definitely begin to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We talked about a couple of weeks ago how to know and how to detect the voice of God. We talked about it a couple of weeks. I believe that there are so many things that we're listening to that it has given a deafness to the voice of God, if you will, that we're beginning to be tone deaf to God's voice. Yeah, we have an ear to hear, hallelujah. Everything else but we're not trying to hear the voice of God. So God, open our ears to hear. He said, they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Open our ears, oh God. And one of the things that God quickened me to say was that the reason why we can't hear is because we don't have relationship with our Father. We don't have relationship with Him, and it is dulled our senses to know His voice. And so, God, as we just begin to repent. As we just begin to repent, God, because we strayed away, we drifted away from you, oh God. We begin to let other things get our attention. We begin to let other things get our attention. We let other things get our ear, oh Lord God. And because of it, oh Lord God, we have become tone deaf to your voice. But I pray now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you just will begin to unclog. I pray now, God, that you will begin to do a work in the inner ear, oh Lord God. And the inner ear is where the equilibrium and things of that nature are focused at. So, God, begin to work on our inner ear, that our equilibrium in the spirit realm to know you. We can be steady in you. We can get our footing in you. So begin to work on us, oh Lord God, that we will begin to know your voice, and a stranger we won't follow. We will begin to know your voice, and we won't be easily swayed to things that are not of you. Father, begin to work on our ear so that we can hear, oh God. Open the ears of our understanding, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. That we will know you in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just praise and thank God for those of you who are on the line. Again, if you are ready to agree with us as we beseech the Lord for these two prayer watch hours, as we begin to beseech the Lord for these two night prayer watch hours, the second watch, which is the late night watch, and also the midnight watch, or the third watch of the night, as we begin to focus on those two things. And what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying is that I need people who are willing to watch for in 15-minute intervals, 15-minute intervals during those from 9 to 3, 9 to 3 a.m., 9 to 3 a.m., and I believe, yes, yay, God. I believe that it's going to be on a Friday, a Saturday, and up through that Sunday. So we're going to start. We're going to start Friday at 9 p.m. and go through that Saturday. I think that shouldn't interfere with anyone. And I just need people who will be willing to watch with us those 2 hours. The Bible says that. If the Lord doesn't protect the city, the watchman watches in vain. And we don't want to be watchmen who are watching in vain, but we want to know that what we're doing as we stand on the wall and stand in the gap on behalf of God, people, that's God doing it. And so spread the word. We're looking for people who will join us, hallelujah, this Friday at 9 p.m. until Saturday at 3 a.m., we need people to solicit and sign up. Don't worry, I'm going to put it on Facebook. I need people who will watch, who will take those particular times and let us know that they're watching. And then I need those who are going to intercess. If you've been called to be an intercessor, if you've been called to pray for your pastor, if God has you as an adjutant, if you're serving in any capacity of prayer and ministry, if you are on your prayer team at church, this is going to be a time for us to join together. Hallelujah. And I believe that we're going to see some things change. And so email us at truthdeliveranceministry@yahoo.com, or let us know that you're willing to join forces with us in prayer through this prayer watch starting this Friday at 9 p.m. Hallelujah. There is an urgent call. There is a call of urgency for those who are prayer, those who are prayer warriors, those who have been called as intercessors. There is an urgency in the land for us to begin to stand up and intercede on behalf of God's people. So 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Evangelist Kennedy, Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Friday, 9 p.m. Friday, and we're going to go all the way through 3 a.m. that Saturday, and so I need for you to join forces with us. We'll be putting it up on Facebook soon, and hopefully those who are saying, God heal the land, they'll understand that they have to take part in the healing. They have to do their part for the healing. In order for you to reap a harvest, you got to first do what? Plant a seed. And so we're asking God, give us harvest, but nobody wants to be responsible for digging up and plowing up the yard so that we can plant a seed. Oh, my God, to glory. But things are about to change. Things are about to change. We're about to understand. Yeah, things are about to change. And I can see this thing going on more than once. I can see it going on more than once. Yay, God. Yay, God. So just join with us. Join in with us. Spread the word that we're looking for true intercessors. We're looking for those who are really, really at a place where they know that it's going to take God to change this thing. It's going to take God to change this thing. And so as we begin to pull at the strings of God, the heartstring of God, to hear us, he said that when you call upon me, I will answer. In fact, the word of God says, before you call, I answered. And so we're looking for God to give an answer to some things. So again, email us on Facebook. Email us at Truth Deliverance Ministry at yahoo.com. Ministry with a Y. Or hit us up on Facebook at Truth Deliverance Ministry. Or you can hit me up on my personal page, Katie Pierce, on Facebook. But just let us know that you're with us, that you're standing with us, that you're going to be praying with us for this particular time frame. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Thank you so much for joining us on today. And we look forward to hearing from you on next week. We look forward to hearing on next week, Tuesday, starting with Evangelist Hosey, Breaking Beyond the Walls, and then following her, Nothing But the Truth, with yours truly, Pastor Katie Pierce. We're also going to be on the air on this coming Thursday, and we will be hosting Breaking the Silence, and that has to do with domestic violence, and I hear the Lord saying, and I'm not trying to speak negatively of the church, but I just, the church has to give an answer for domestic violence, and so we just want to come to you on Thursday at 7:30 to 8 o'clock, talking about some of the ways and things that the church can be a help and reaching out to those in domestic violence. What I hear the Lord saying is that there is a silent cry in the pew. There is a silent cry in the pew, and the church is responsible to give an answer. And so, again, join us on Thursday, this Thursday, 8. Until next week, may God's greatest and God's best be yours. Have a good night, all.